as Bruce Pope honors us with his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Atlantic Coast Charters, the official bus company for the Frederick Keys and the new Atlantic League team. Looking for a quick road trip getaway or a longer trip to sightsee and go somewhere new? We've most likely been there, done that, and have compiled a list along the way. Speak with one of our staff members today at 410-204-2403 or by visiting us at AtlanticCoastCharters.com. We'll be able to help you get your trip together and get you where you want to go.
Hey kids, come out to Nemeo Field for the best experience of your summer. The Frederick Keys and the Frederick Atlantic League team offer exclusive activities tailored to meet the interests of kids every Sunday fun day, presented by Goodwill. Spend time in our fun zone riding the carousel or playing in our bounce houses. Kids even have a chance to run the bases, just like the players, after every home game. Come out to experience Sunday fun day with us and enjoy a catch on the field before the game. Don't miss out on a summer full of the hottest activities. Call our box office today at 301-815-9939 and see you at the ballpark all season long for Sunday fun day, presented by Goodwill.
Experience the visual arts at the Delaplane Arts Center, located along the Carroll Creek Promenade in historic downtown Frederick. There's so much to see and do this summer. Kids and teens can explore their creative side at more than 30 morning and afternoon summer art camps June through August. There's also a great selection of classes and workshops for teens and adults in drawing, painting, sculpture, fiber arts, photography, jewelry making, and more. You'll always see something new in our 7 on-site galleries with exhibitions opening throughout the summer. And admission is always free. And check out Virtual Delaplane online for free deep dive art talks, workshops, activities for kids, exhibitions, and more. Look, learn, and create at the Delaplane Arts Center, 40 South Carroll Street, Frederick, and online at delaplane.org, because everyone deserves art. Set to get us started tonight as Patrick Lee digs in for the West Virginia Black Bears. Game one of this three-game weekend set is about to get underway as Walker Zander works from the stretch and delivers a first pitch strike. We're underway at 7:04 tonight from Nemeo Field at Harry Grove Stadium. It is wrestling night here at the ballpark. As the 0-1 to Patrick Lee is tapped back towards the middle, Thomason ranges, fields the high hop, throws to first, and it's in time to get the speedy Patrick Lee for out number one. Wrestling night here at the stadium with
WWE Hall of Famer and current AEW star Billy Gunn. Many nicknames, many of which would not be good if I said on the air. But he is the guest of honor tonight throughout the first pitch as Walker Zander delivers a strike to Noah Lucier. MC Jeff tried to cut in front of him, take the baseball away, but Billy Gunn's tag team partner, Coyote, came in for the save and made sure Billy was able to throw out the first pitch. He threw a perfect strike to Dalton Ponce. As Lucier fouls away, the 0-1 is nothing and two. Right now, there is a line all the way towards the Flying Dog hop deck on the third base concourse to try to get fans to meet Billy Gunn, and we may or may not have Billy on the air with us tonight, so stay tuned for that. We will at one point have MC Jeff, a huge wrestling fan, or a mark, if you want to use the industry term. 1-2 on Lucier is a slow roller to third base. Pena charges, throws on the run, and a good stretch by Smith. That's the second out of the inning. Two up, two down, and we'll also be joined by Maxwell the Dream Dreamsicle. Underrated stars here at Nimio Field. Nick Viennis might join us too. It's going to be a packed night here on the broadcast on this Friday. Michael Cooper, the first baseman, bats from the left side. He swings at the first pitch, taps it back towards Zander on the mound. He'll underhand flip to Smith covering, and he has a 1-2-3 first inning with a trifecta of ground outs. No scores. We go to the bottom of the first inning here tonight. And you're listening to Keys Baseball Network.
Multitaskers love logistics. That's why they love the UPS store for finishing and printing their documents, packing and shipping their packages, and convenient mailbox services. Visit your local UPS stores at 5257 Buckeystown Pike or by phone at 301-620-8825. Visit UPS at Clemson Corner or give the store a call at 240-397-7473.
We all love the explosive action on the field, but this summer you don't need to settle for in-game excitement. We'll be lighting up the night sky 25 times this season at Nimio Field. Join us for every Saturday home game for post-game fireworks super shows, as well as other select nights throughout the season for post-game fireworks shows. You won't want to miss these spectacles, especially July 3rd, where we launch our biggest show of the year, the Fireworks Extravaganza, in celebration of Independence Day. Tickets for firework nights go by fast, so be sure to call us at 301-815-9939 or visit bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Scores. We go to the bottom of the first inning tonight after Walker Zander goes 1-2-3 in the top half of the inning. And again, the comforting starting lineup for the Frederick Keys. Alex Sanchez in center field leads it off. Highland Hall, the DH, bats second. Roberto Pena is the third baseman batting third. Taylor Smith cleans it up at first base. Trenton Jameson is the right fielder batting fifth. Zaid Walker in left field bats sixth. Andrew Papantonis is the second baseman, batting seventh. Johnny Campus does the catching and bats eighth. And Logan Thomason, the shortstop, will bat ninth. Alex Sanchez, the 289 hitter with four homers and 10 runs batted in, will come to the plate. Left-on-left matchup against the six-foot left-hander from Eaton, Colorado. That is Brady Tedesco. Southpaw is making his fifth start. He's 2-0 with a 3.13 ERA. In 23 innings pitched, he's allowed 15 hits, and he struck out 36 while walking just six. Opponents hitting 176 against him, and Sanchez, first pitch swinging, will foul it back. So very impressive numbers up and down the board. Just 8 earned runs in 23 innings of work. And Sanchez will float this one into left field. Long run over, and he can't get there in left field. That's Hansen. Sanchez on his way to second, and he slides in head first with a double. So the Keys have a leadoff base runner in scoring position. That'll bring Highland Hall up to the plate. Defense for the Black Bears. Outfield from left to right, Hansen, McIntosh, and Lee. Voorhees and Cooper on the corners. Lede and Lucier up the middle with Torres doing the catching. Highland Hall, 358 hitter, will take up and away on the first one. Hall, 1 home run, 11 runs batted in. Sanchez at second base, just 1-for-2 in stolen base attempts. And before that, there will be a meeting out on the mound to discuss signs with the runner at second. That is between Tedesco and his catcher, Torres. Sanchez leads off the inning with a double, Highland Hall. It was a threat to run if he can get on base, 6-for-8 in stolen base attempts. 1-0, swings and misses, a big swing and a miss at a fastball that time from Tedesco. Sanchez dancing off of second, not going. The 1-1 misses up and away. Tedesco started his pro career this season with the Evansville Otters in the Frontier League. Pitched in 7 games for them, 6 2/3 innings, 8 hits, had a 9.45 ERA. 2-1 misses down low, but he has excelled and been one of the best pitchers in the draft league in this second half. He's 26 years old from Greeley, Colorado, initially. As 3-1 to Highland Hall is swung on and missed. That'll move it full. Trevant Johnson coaching over there at first base. Rene Rivera at third. Three-two pops it up on the infield, playable for Cooper. He drifts into foul ground and makes the catch for out number one. And that will bring up Roberto Pena, the third baseman. Pena still trying to get the average to where he wants it. Just 167, but does have 2 home runs and 5 runs batted in. 4 extra base hits. .314 on base percentage, but stays in the 3-hole because of the power that his bat possesses. 15 home runs this year at Kansas State. Sanchez still taking good lead off of second as Pena takes a strike on the outside corner. Charles Johnson, the crew chief, calling balls and strikes tonight. Herm Brown at first base, Andy Simons at third. Same crew for the entirety of the weekend between the Black Bears and the Keys. On deck, Taylor Smith. Nothing in one pitch is swung on and missed. It's 0-2. MC Jeff will join us after the bottom of the first inning when he plays the Wrestling Anagram Challenge presented by Nimio Federal Credit Union. 0-2 up and in with a fastball. We will keep this count alive. 90 miles an hour on that pitch from Tedesco, the left-hander. 1-2. Foul back. Roberto Pena finished his collegiate career at Kansas State, but has also played at South Florida, College of Central Florida, and Florida as he swings and misses on a pitch away, and that's the second out. First strikeout of the night for Tedesco, and he works around the leadoff double or has so far. First two retired, and now Taylor Smith will come to the plate. Smith, the first baseman, hits from the right side, and first pitch from the lefty is on the outside corner for a strike. Smith hitting 246, one home run, 10 runs batted in. He's also walked 10 times, the on base at 378 entering play tonight. Sanchez still at second, and now a step off by Tedesco to look him back. No one's really been making an effort to keep Sanchez close to second base, and I'm honestly surprised that he has not taken off already. Nothing in one pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. It's 0-2. Smith played at UTSA this year. San Antonio before that for a couple of years with the Texas A&M Aggies. Getting to experience SEC baseball is an experience that has definitely helped him out. As he gets his pro career started here with the Keys this summer. Nothing in two pitch is up high. Tedesco pitched in the Appalachian League last year with the Kingsport Axemen in Kingsport, Tennessee. Had great numbers there as Smith is rung up on the outside corner on a changeup for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts end the inning, and he's able to work around a leadoff double. No runs, one hit, and one left. We go to the top of the second inning here in the Keys Baseball Network.
Looking for a cold beer when you come out to Nemeo Field this summer? 4.5 Innings Tap House is open for the 2023 season. This in-house craft bar is located on the third base concourse and features 12 taps ranging from Nemeo Field staples like Flying Dog, Brewer's Alley, Monocacy Brewing Company, Idiom Brewing Company, and more. Book your seats today by calling 301-815-9939 or by visiting bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Looking for a great place to stay on your next trip to Frederick? Choose Plumbunden Hospitality Partners. Located on the Westview Promenade, stay at the luxurious Courtyard by Marriott, Fairfield Inn, Residence Inn, or Town Place Suites. All four hotels are within walking distance from one another, so choose the brand that best fits your travel needs. Additionally, all four hotels are located off of major highways and are close to three major airports, making Plumbunden Hospitality Partners the perfect fit for travelers. For reservations, call 301-695-5051. That's 301-695-5051.
We go to the top of the second inning from Nemeo Field at Harry Grove Stadium, and we might have MC Jeff joining us at some point in this inning, but it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Tyler Dellerman, Anthony Hansen, and Bobby Lede this inning for the Black Bears. It was a very quick first inning on the mound for Walker Zander. Got three ground outs, and Bears stay swinging early in the count. That one is fouled back by Dellerin, the 286 hitter with four homers and 16 runs batted in. Just eight pitches thrown in the first inning for Walker Zander. 0-1 in the air and foul, nothing in two. Zander is making his third start of the season, enters play with no record and 9 ERA. Seven innings pitched, 12 hits, seven strikeouts to two walks. As the pitch misses high, opponents hitting 387 against him. And he's been in the zone, sometimes maybe too much in the zone. And obviously he likes to attack hitters. Got three groundouts on just eight pitches in his first inning. Now he's ahead 1-2 on Dellerman, the cleanup hitter. As the pitch is a check swing, and he's able to foul it back and keep the AB alive. Dellerman from Cincinnati, Ohio, played at the University of Charleston. Charleston, West Virginia. The Charleston Dirty Birds as well. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. So Zander gets his first strikeout. And we are now joined in the booth by a very special guest, MC Jeff. Welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you, Jake. This is amazing. What an amazing day we have here at the ballpark, Jake. An amazing game so far. How are we doing so far?
It is fantastic. It's the first pitch is in for a strike to Anthony Hansen. Saw you get into it with Coyote a little bit pregame. Just walk us through that.
You know what? I thought Coyote was my buddy. Okay, and then Billy Gunn came here for wrestling night. We were so happy to, you know, have him here as a guest. But you know what? I thought I was going to throw out the first pitch, and then they forgot about me. And, well, Billy Gunn went out there, and I said, we're not going to have this tonight. But obviously, Coyote had a little something to say about me doing that. So yes, a very, very intense night here tonight.
Absolutely, as Roberto Pena throws out Hansen on the 5-3 ground out for out number two. And it is wrestling night. WWE Hall of Famer and current AEW star Billy Gunn is in the house. And how, as a lifelong wrestling fan, just to talk to Billy down on the field, what were you feeling?
You know what? I never met Billy Gunn before. I've been to a bunch of wrestling shows. So tonight was a great night to be here with the Frederick Keys on wrestling night and to be able to work with Billy Gunn. Super nice. Couldn't have been any nicer. When I said, you know, about throwing the first pitch, I had a little issue with that. He was like, do whatever you want. So I was very excited that Billy Gunn was so humbled and able to give me that moment out there on the field.
Well, we'll keep it here in between innings as we are hopefully going to have as much time to talk to Jeff as we can. And you told me that you are a guy that has been following Billy Gunn since the early days in WWF.
Yes, early night. I'm going to probably say 93, 94, when him and Bart and Billy Gunn were part of the Smoking Guns. I remember seeing them wrestle in Hershey, Pennsylvania at the old Giant Center. I believe they wrestled Owen Hart and Yokozuna that night. They were the tag team champions. And my sister and I made my parents buy the red Smoking Guns giant foam hats. If you know those foam hats that are out there, Google it, look it up. Barely any pictures out there. I looked at it the other day. I told Billy Gunn I had these giant red hats, and he goes, you might be the only person that ever bought those. So that made me feel great that he remembered, and he kind of gave me a hard time for having that. So that was pretty sweet.
And as you mentioned, you and I are both wrestling fans, and this is just great to see all these other fans in the building, the line up and down the concourse to meet Mr. Gunn here tonight. What was the moment that made you a wrestling fan?
So the moment that made me a wrestling fan was that, let me see, that the first memory I've had was Shawn Michaels betraying Marty Jannetty and throwing him through the barbershop window and Brutus the Barber BK Barbershop. That's I can't remember much before then, but that moment, the most iconic, one of the most iconic moments in wrestling history happened, and that's where I remember most. That was my first wrestling memory. How about you?
Ooh, man, that is tough. So,
because we're a little bit different in age.
A little bit.
So I'm 37. How old are you?
I am 23.
Okay, so there's a big age difference between us.
I would say that. First pitch to Trenton Jameson is swung on a miss. I would say, man, the guy grew on me and became one of my favorite wrestlers. But growing up, I think everyone hated Edge.
He was a good one. That's definitely a good one.
And when he cashed in on John Cena, the first ever Money in the Bank cash in, because I was a kid. Not only did wrestling fans not really understand what that briefcase was, but
a
7-year-old kid had no clue. And he just became the most hated guy just like that. Great character work.
Great. The way he came up being the tag team specialist and then starting to break out in his singles career. When Edge started to break off being a singles and then he got the briefcase, I'm like, what? Why are you giving that to Edge? Why would you do that? And then as I started to see the story develop, I'm like, he's really good with that. That's making him a really, really good heel, a really, really good bad guy for all those inside wrestling terms out there. Heel is a bad guy. So I remember being a...
This one's popped up behind the plate off Jameson's bat, and Torres can't make the catch. New life for Zaid Walker at the plate. The insiders would call us marks.
Yes, we are definitely giant marks. Billy Gunn definitely saw me being as a giant mark. I have an original DX shirt on here tonight. But I remember when Edge cashed in Money in the Bank, I was a freshman in college, and my buddies called me and said, Edge won the world title. I go, the Elimination Chamber was the main event. At New Year's Revolution, whatever that pay-per-view was.
Revolution.
And Kurt Angle was in there dominating everybody. He came out. He got out right away. And then Chris Masters and Carlito at the end taking turns on John Cena. He ended up, you know, getting him with a small package, I believe, to pin.
In the air to right field over towards the line and foul again.
And then,
no score in the bottom of the second.
That's unbelievable. If you remember Vince McMahon coming out saying, this night's not over, I say that a lot during my MC. When the kids run the bases, I go, this night's not over. Kids get to run the bases. I get that from that pay-per-view. So look at us taking a trip down wrestling memory lane.
And I'm sure. Hopefully we can do that with Billy on the air later tonight. As the 1-2 on its way to Walker is again fouled off. You said you have been to some big wrestling shows in your career. What are maybe some of the favorite moments that you've been able to see live as a wrestling fan?
So I've been to two WrestleManias. WrestleMania 29, seeing The Undertaker come out with that entrance. He wrestled CM Punk. That was a great match. And then to see The Rock, he wrestled in a few small type of things after that, but his last biggest match was at WrestleMania 29 when he wrestled John Cena. And I saw them wrestle. That was amazing. WrestleMania 32 in Dallas, I saw The Undertaker wrestle Shane McMahon inside Hell in the Cell. When Shane jumped off the cell, insane to see that live. And then last year, my fiance and I, an amazing fiance that I have, her and I went to SummerSlam last year in Nashville. So have you been to many live events, Jake?
So I have actually not. I don't think I've been to an event.
I think it's time.
It is.
You're missing out.
Maybe WrestleMania in Philly.
The plan is right now, the tickets go on sale next week. Plan is on, I'm going, and my fiance is going as well. So she's going to be my buddy for that weekend. It's going to be epic. Who do you think is going to main event WrestleMania 40? Let's just say the main event on Sunday.
Well, I doubt it's going to be this. The Mark and me wants it to be LA Knight against Seth Rollins.
All right, I'll take that.
Two of my favorites.
Do you think that could be night one?
It could be. I'm really hoping that LA Knight starts to get his shine. As talk about the rise he's having. I think he's quickly becoming, I think, one of the more popular wrestlers in the world. Like, we could talk about Roman Reigns and MJF. And all of these guys, but I don't think I've ever seen someone skyrocket as much as he has.
I'm on the same page with you with LA Knight. He has become more of a name within the last year. Yeah, talk to me.
I was going to ask you.
I remember seeing him in 2011, 2012 on that rock show. I think it was called The Hero. Don't quote me on it, but he was on there, and he was a wrestler, and then he was an Impact. He was the world champion there. I think it's time for him to be the world champion in WWE in some capacity. They're definitely going to build him up. But I see big things for LA Knight.
We can only hope as Andrew Papantonis works the walk. And it's crazy because he also did some acting work. I don't know if you've ever watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I was watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Comedy
I want to say
Central,
a couple
right?
of months ago. It was on Fox, I think. But there was just some cutaway scene. And one of the extras in the scene, I had to rewind it like three times. And I was like, is that LA Knight? And it was.
It's funny, since he became popular, a lot of resurgence on the internet of 2000, like that time, like 2012, all the way up between there, all that work that he's been doing. So, and all that stuff, that paved the way to get where he's at today. And I could see him beating Seth Rollins. I don't know if he could beat the head of the table, the tribal chief, Roman Reigns.
So are you saying that Jey Uso can't tomorrow?
You know what? I don't think Jey's going to do it. I think they're eventually going to have this blowout, and they're going to come together and realize we're family. Why are we fighting each other? And then the bloodline is going to be stronger than ever. And then it's going to get crazy for next year's WrestleMania because Cody Rhodes is going to finish the story. But is Cody Rhodes going to finish the story?
Swing and a miss on a high fastball. We'll have to see. That'll be something that we'll have to watch for a long time. Thank you to MC Jeff. Maybe we'll talk to him later in the night. But
you know what? I had a great night. Hopefully that we can do this again later on. This was a lot of fun. Thank you, Jake. And can't wait to be up here with you again, buddy. Thank you
so
much.
Glad to have you. That is MC Jeff. We'll be right back with the third inning here on the Ghost Hounds Baseball Network.
In life, perspective is everything. Quite simply, you are how you see the world around you. At Nimio Federal Credit Union, here's how we see it. A financial institution should be about more than just the money. It's about people helping people. First steps, new beginnings, big dreams, less stress, more fun. It's that kind of personal banking that leads to real possibilities. We're Nimio, and we look at money differently, embracing our role as your partner through all of life's most important moments. Join us at Nimio.org and see things our way. Nimio, a new way to look at money. Federally insured by NCUA.
As a leader in women's imaging, Community Radiology offers a range of women's imaging exams, including 3D mammography, ultrasound, DEXA, and more. Combining leading-edge technology with a team of expert women's imaging specialists, Community Radiology provides superior service, precise reports, and fast results. Visit Community Radiology for all of your women's imaging needs. Schedule an appointment, call 888-601-0943. That's 888-601-0943.
From one guest to another, thank you again to MC Jeff for hopping on the program for a little bit, but we are blessed with the presence right now of one of the newer stars here in Frederick. I'm not talking about Freddie, I'm not talking about any of the Spire City Ghost Hounds, I'm talking about Maxwell Dreamsicle, or as many like to call him, The Dream. So, Maxwell, thank you for hopping on with us.
It's your pleasure. Oh.
Well, Maxwell, you have sort of just shown up in Frederick, and as Manny Voorhees digs in here, first pitch from Xander is in for a strike, and kind of just showed up unannounced. No one really knows your backstory, but I mean, how did you end up here in Frederick?
The dreams from Vegas, baby. The bright lights, the glamour. I thought I had to bring a little spice to Frederick.
One is fouled back, it's nothing in two. So I've seen you up on the stairs with a megaphone, rocking your sequin cowboy hats.
Mm-hmm.
How did that look come about? This one's in the air to left center field. That'll send Sanchez back, but he runs it down for out number one.
The dream never stops dreaming, and part of my dream is to bring excitement to Frederick baseball. So, why not have this beautiful face and amazing voice that God gave to me and share it with all of Frederick before the games?
That is a very good point. I've also heard that it's still in negotiations right now, because I hear you are a very tough negotiator. It's the first pitch to Torres is in for a strike. You may be singing some take me out to the ball game here and there, but I'm assuming you work a hard bargain.
I took a page out of the great Lamar Jackson's book, and I represent myself, because nobody can speak for the dream. The dream speaks for himself only. And, you know, the dream does what the dream wants, and I'll do it whenever I see fit.
All right. So how did you get into the music industry, and what sort of inspired you? Who did you take inspiration from, Dream?
Well, the Dream doesn't really take much inspiration from many people, because the Dream is the inspiration. The Dream is here to inspire everybody and bring happiness and joy to all of the Dream's fans. My little dreamers, I like to call them.
First pitch is down and away to Blaine McIntosh, the center fielder. Harold Torres on first base. As Xander comes set, the 1-0. On the ground, third base side, fielded by Pena. He'll flip to second for one. Thomas in the turn won't be in time. And that was a weird play. Pena, the third baseman, went underhand to the shortstop covering. And for a while, Harold Torres didn't want to get off of second base, but McIntosh reaches on the fielder's choice, two away, talking with Maxwell the Dream. Were you an athlete in your time, Dream?
I dabbled in a few different sports. Baseball sometimes. They told me I was too good, so I had to stop playing to make it fair for everybody else, of course, because obviously I'd be out there right now if it was up to me, but the Dream has to be fair to everybody to give everybody else a chance. Played a little bit of badminton in my day, a little bit of cricket, you know. The Dream only likes electric sports, and those three scream electricity to me.
In the air to right field, fielder by Trenton Jameson, who makes the catch. Walker Xander bringing the electricity on the mound throughout these first three innings. We go to the bottom half. Still, we'll be joined by The Dream when we come back on the Keys Baseball Network.
Enjoy the benefits of a clean home with May Brigade. The fast-paced and hectic nature of life makes it hard to find time to thoroughly clean your home. Whether it's dusting, sweeping, vacuuming, laundry, or any of the 100 items on your list, May Brigade's green cleaning professionals are ready to help. We understand the importance and benefits of a clean home, and that's why we make it our mission to provide a healthier environment for you to enjoy with your loved ones. Beneath the clean, you'll find sparkling customer service with Maid Brigade, your home cleaner. For more information or to schedule your session, call 301-698-9204. That's 301-698-9204. Looking for an unforgettable birthday experience? The Frederick Keys and Frederick's New Atlantic League Club offer a clean, safe, and exciting environment to celebrate your child's birthday. The exciting combination of baseball and birthdays will make your experience at Nimio Field one to remember this season. All birthday parties include 10 field seats, 10 hot dogs, 10 cupcakes, as well as chips and drinks. Each party guest will also receive 5 Fun Zone tickets. For more information, give us a call at 301-815-9900 and book your birthday today.
Go to the bottom of the third inning here tonight on Wrestling Night here at Nimio Field at Harrah Grove Stadium. It's also the Goodwill Donation Drive. Goodwill Industries of Moxie Valley will be sponsoring tonight's post-game fireworks show with some jams by Avicii. It's going to be very exciting. Did you meet Avicii in your day, Dream?
Who is Avicii? The Dream. The Dream only knows the Dream. Because that's all that matters, Jake. You'll soon learn. Don't worry. The Dream will help. The
Dream knows my name. I am starstruck. As Logan Thomason digs in to start the bottom of the third inning.
The Dream knows everything. Just know that. The Dream knows what you're thinking right now.
Does she want me? This one's popped up left side, and it'll get out of play foul. Logan Thomason at the plate, the 265 hitter, two homers and 10 driven. And you mentioned you played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
What positions did you play? Were you a pitcher, infielder, everywhere? Super utility?
I was super. Just know that I was super. I could play everywhere, man. The dream can play wherever the Dream wants. But the Dream was a pitcher for the most part. Now, can I tell you a story about the Dream pitching?
You can go ahead. It's the 0-1 to Thomason's popped up again. Can you catch that one, Dream? No, you can. It's foul up to the
Dream
Matches
was out there,
Warehouse Club.
If the Dream was out there, the Dream would have caught that. But the reason why I can't play baseball anymore is the Dream one time, I threw so hard, I hit the catcher and the umpire all the way to the backstop. It was incredible. From that day on, I got banned permanently.
Broken bat here off the bat of Thomason, and he's going to reach on an infield single.
Such a shame for the game, I know. But don't worry, fans. The dream's here. The Dream's here to make all your dreams come true, Frederick.
How many broken bats did you break in your day with your... I'm guessing, what, 115 miles an hour, probably?
Nobody ever touched my pitches. Okay. So a bat never hit it, so we'll never know. Jake, I don't think you understand how great the Dream is.
I guess not. As Alex Sanchez digs in, he led off the game with a double back in the first inning, trying to break this scoreless tie. Thomason leans off of first. Now, the first one is a curveball in for a strike to the left-handed hitting Sanchez. Left-on-left matchup here. As Tedesco comes to the plate, Sanchez taps it on the ground to first base. It's fielded by Cooper for one, and there won't be a turn as no one got to first base in time. So Thomason is erased, and Sanchez reaches on the fielder's choice. And Dream, it is wrestling night here at Nimio Field, and we have a guest of honor, Billy Gunn. Are you a Billy Gunn fan? Is Billy Gunn a fan of you? Have you ever come in contact with our special guest tonight?
The Dream has not given the pleasure to Billy Gunn of meeting him, of meeting myself yet, but maybe if the Dream would let it, that we can make it happen. I think I could take Billy Gunn. He doesn't look too strong. The Dream can take anybody.
Highland Hall swings and fouls the first pitch back, nothing and one.
I did notice our mascot, Coyote. Now that dog's strong.
I thought he was a coyote. I thought the Dream knows everything.
The Dream is not National Geographic.
That one misses inside the Highland Hall, one and one. The Dream is an enigma, that much is for sure. Sanchez leads off of first base. 1-1 pitch. Hall will take high. Now they try to backpick Sanchez, but he's back in time with a head-first dive. Now the Dream probably could have pulled that off.
The Dream can do anything. The Dream, if I was out there right now, I'd be already at third base if I was on the base path, and the pitcher wouldn't even have known.
2-1 is fouled back. It's two balls and two strikes. Highland Hall, the batter, popped out his first time up. One other game going on in the draft league right now. Mahoning Valley leads State College 1-0 in the bottom of third. Williamsport and Trenton postponed due to field conditions. As the 2-2 pitch to Highland Hall is a check swing on a high pitch, and he did not swing. Says Herm Brown over at first base. So that'll move the count full. Three balls and two strikes. And as the count just confirmed, the count is full. Roberto Peña on deck, and now Hall will call time in the box.
The Dream is dreaming of something right now I'd like to share with our Frederick fans. The Dream is dreaming of some Frederick Key runs.
3-2, Hall fouls it back. I think this very packed crowd is hoping not only to meet Billy Gunn, but for some Keys runs. Hopefully Coyote is out there willing them on. For those of you that don't know, the Dream, if you see him in Frederick, you cannot miss him. His 3-2 is fouled back. This man in his fullest form will be in a sequin hat, sequin vest, and riding around on a tricycle. But he doesn't pedal his own tricycle.
No. The Dream doesn't like manual labor. The Dream hires people to do things for him. The Dream doesn't like sweating either.
3-2 misses inside the Highland Hall, who works the walk. So first and second, and one out for the Keys, and that'll bring up power bat of Roberto Peña, the third baseman, who struck out his first time up for Tedesco so far through his start. Over 2 1/3 innings, he has struck out 5, walked 1, and allowed 2 hits, but nothing on the scoreboard for either side. 46 pitches for him. Meanwhile, Xander needed just 25 pitches to get through 3. Sanchez off of second, Peña first pitch swing, and he fouls the back, nothing in 1.
Do you know how many pitches the Dream would need? Just 3.
To get 9 outs. Man.
That's how incredible I am. Some batters don't even want to get in the box. Such a shame.
I wouldn't. I mean, look at you.
I know, I'm magnificent.
Inside move, look back. Nothing in 1.
I have a question for you. How does it feel to be in the Dream's presence? Is it as magnificent as it is for me being in my own presence?
Well, given how you think of yourself, I would say no. Don't get me wrong, I am grateful to be blessed with the presence of the Dream, as there's nothing in 2 on Peña. But man, how pretentious is this guy? Unbelievable. I think Coyote needs to humble him like he humbled MC Jeff. Maybe Nick Viennis next inning will be a cooler guy. Nick Viennis will join us in the top of the 4th, as now time is called. As I believe we got a pitch clock violation. I think that might be the first time we've seen that in the draft league, so ball and 2 strikes. Tedesco comes set to the plate, 1-2, up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. So besides looking at himself in the mirror and yelling at fans through a megaphone, what else does the Dream do on his days off? As Sanchez takes off, pitches foul back. They try to double steal there, and Sanchez just missed a curveball.
The Dream likes taking long walks on the beach and writing novels in my free time, actually. I'm a very quiet man in my home life. But the dream wants to feed the people of Frederick. Give the people of Frederick what they need. They need the Dream. And the Dream is here.
2-2, swing and a miss. Make it 6 strikeouts for Tedesco through 2 2/3. And the cleanup man, Taylor Smith. You strike me as the kind of guy that would do slam poetry.
I've dabbled. Come by sometime and check it out. It's actually a really great time.
Invitation to the Dream's pad. Folks, should I take that? I think I should.
I'll be there after the fireworks.
Ooh. I'll also be home after the fireworks. First pitch is fouled back. Depending on how the wind's blowing, it might be in the outfield for a little bit after the fireworks, but I'm sure the Dream doesn't dabble in manual labor.
The Dream sends people to do his dirty work. The Dream, that's not for me. Mm-mm.
One pitch on Taylor Smith is in the air, center field. That'll drop for a hit. In comes Sanchez. Throw will come into the plate. It's wide. It's 1-0 Keys. As Torres has to slide all the way in front of the Keys dugout to block it. 1-0 on the RBI by Taylor Smith.
You're welcome, Frederick. My dream came true. The dream knows, people. This is what I try to tell you, Jake. The dream knew we would score.
I almost am upset that you're leaving after this inning, but now Trenton Jameson will bat from the right side. If the Keys break the scoreless tie, it's now 1-0. And for Taylor Smith, that is his 11th RBI of the season. Trenton Jameson struck out looking his first time up, and the pitch misses up and away to him. Wind currently blowing in right now. One run on three hits now for Frederick. As the 1-0 is in for a strike on the curveball, 1-1. Packed night of action around Major League Baseball as well. We'll get into that throughout the night as the 1-1 is fouled off, 1-2.
Those fans were almost as excited for that foul ball as when they saw my beautiful face just glistening in our sunlight out there with my megaphone. You should have seen it. It was amazing.
Speaking of Dream, what else do we have coming up here soon at Nimio Field?
The dream will be around. Maybe you'll see me, maybe you won't. Sometimes I'm out and about and you never know I'm there. I'm an enigma. That's what I got going on.
Tomorrow night, a jersey auction to benefit the American Cancer Society. Cancer Awareness Night here at the ballpark is Keys will be wearing special jerseys that will be auctioned off, proceeds benefiting the American Cancer Society, and you'll even get a chance to potentially get a game-worn Keys jersey, maybe in a picture with the players. That one's fouled off. And while you're here, you might as well get a picture with the Dream.
You know what?
Does the Dream take pictures with fans, or is he?
The Dream loves his little dreamers, baby. The Dream loves the little dreamers. I'd do anything for my fans, baby. If you see me, just ask.
1-2. Jameson in the air to left field. That ball is towards the gap. Long run over and making the catch. And left field is Hanson to end the inning. But the Keys do get a run. They do so on two hits and Strand two. It's 1-0 as we go to the fourth. Thank you to the Dream and Nick Viennis on the other side of this break here at the Keys Baseball Network.
If you're coming to town for a game at Nimio Field or to check out some of the nearby Civil War history, there is only one place to stay. The Comfort Inn Frederick, off of Buckystown Pike, conveniently located across from the Westview Promenade and just minutes away from Nimio Field at Perry Grove Stadium. Comfort Inn Frederick is located in close proximity of I-70, I-270, and Route 355. The Comfort Inn Frederick is also centrally located to all of the Civil War battlefields such as Gettysburg, Antietam, and the Civil War Museum. Not only will you be greeted by friendly staff, but your stay will include complimentary hot breakfast and free Wi-Fi, as well as access to the fitness facilities and meeting rooms. For reservations at the Comfort Inn Frederick, give them a call at 301-668-7272. That's 301-668-7272.
Build-A-Plan packages are now on sale for the 2023 season. Build-A-Plan allows you to choose the number of games you want and pick the games that fit your schedule and your wallet. This year, you can even combine your plan between the Frederick Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League club. Choose a minimum of 5 games to get your plan started. Secure your plan today and enjoy the best seating on game days at Nimio Field. Call today to secure your plan for the 2023 season at 301-815-9900.
We go to the top of the fourth inning tonight, which is brought to you by Logan Sausage, as Walker Zander digs in for his fourth inning of work. He faces Noah Lucier, the shortstop. First pitch swing on the ground to third base. Pena knocks it down, and on the pick by Taylor Smith on the other end, a strong throw. And yet another ground out for Walker Zander. He's at seven now through just three and a third innings pitch. He's at 26 pitches. We are joined now by Nick Viennis. And Nick, I got to say, you are a welcome change of pace from the Dream. That guy, I'm sure he's got talent, right? I'm sure he's got talent, but man, is he a piece of work.
Yeah, I felt really bad for you. I was listening outside, and yeah, that guy sounded like a jerk. I don't know how you put up with him for a full inning.
It was a struggle, I'll tell you that much, but it's a nice change of pace as the 1-0 is ripped into right field for a base hit. That is the first hit for the Black Bears off the bat of Michael Cooper. They have a one-out base runner in the fourth, 1-0 game. As we said, brought to you by Logan Sausage. Logan Sausage brings you locally made delicious sausages and chorizos. They can be found at your nearest Giant and Safeway food stores. Fans, treat yourself to the very best. Stop at the Hot Corner Grill on the third base concourse to enjoy the original Logan Sausage, family owned since 1987. So I'd like to ask you, how are you enjoying your night here on Wrestling Night? It's a very packed house, and glad to see the people showing out for a beautiful Friday in Frederick. As the first pitch is fouled into the foot of Tyler Dellerman.
Yeah, it's going pretty well, actually. It's great to see that all of our great Key fans came out here at Nimio Field today to support the guys. And, of course, we have Billy Gunn here with us today, WWE Hall of Famer and AEW superstar. It's a great night for baseball, honestly. You can't ask for a better night, honestly.
Nothing and one, the count on Dellerman after he's back in the box. I believe he might have a more comfortable chair now if that one's bugging you a little bit. Oh, one is in the air, foul, nothing and two. So I have to imagine that you were a wrestling fan, if not now, at least at one point in your your young life.
Oh, yeah, look. Nick, as a little kid, big wrestling guy. Major Undertaker fan when I was younger, but not so much anymore. Definitely lost track a little bit.
Life gets in the way sometimes. It does.
It does. But I'm focusing on other things like baseball, Immaculate Grids, things of that nature.
Yeah, well, focusing on Immaculate Grids didn't really help you today now, did it?
Immaculate Grid, honestly, Jake, has exposed my ball knowledge. I used to think I was a baseball connoisseur, but, I was humbled today.
This one's in the gap, and it'll roll all the way to the wall off the bat of Dellerman. Cooper being waved around, and he will score without a throw, and we are tied up at one. The Black Bears answer right back on a double by Tyler Dellerman. I will say, not that they have expanded it to a few other sports, I'm starting to realize, I think my baseball knowledge is still pretty good. Unlike you, I got 9 out of 9 today, but I can't say I've had as much success on the football and the basketball ones as I have had on the baseball ones.
Again, my ball knowledge is getting exposed left, right, and center with these Immaculate Grids. Some days, I feel like I outduel you, but like I said, today, very humbling experience with my 2 out of 9. Yeah, I hate
which
to admit
ones
it.
Did you get right?
Honestly, I don't even remember. I believe it was the far right column, the top right, and bottom right. I wasted a lot of guesses on middle right today, and I regret that decision.
Oh, one misses away to Anthony Hansen, who grounded out his first time up. Tied up at one after the RBI double by Tyler Dellerman. Still a runner on second, just one out against Zander, who had been cruising through his first three innings. Now this one is fouled back, a ball and two strikes. I will say that I got that one. I got a Cody Bellinger for that. It really ruined my rarity score. For those of you that don't know, the rarity score is how obscure of players you pick, essentially. So the lower, the better. in that case. What has been your lowest score?
I believe my lowest score was a .08 when I used our Frederick Key manager, Rene Rivera, for, I believe it was the Rays and Nationals. So, shout out to Rene Rivera, one of the best managers in the draft league.
That one misses down and away and moves the count full. Many would probably argue the best. A lot of success for being a first-year manager, which is really the most impressive part about it. Just happy to have him and the entire staff here. Is the 3-2 to Hansen. Is foul back. That's to say, swung on and missed, but able to get a piece of it. I have been able to use Rene Rivera for a few of them, and a couple of our Spire City Ghost Hounds made their names on there.
Yep, Jimmy Paredes is a big one for sure.
Gotten a couple Zach Ross Cups in there.
Yep. Starlin Castro on there.
3-2 misses high, and Hansen works the walk. So three straight reach after the leadoff ground out in the fourth. And now up to second base goes Dellerman. Well, Nick, I think we just learned that next half inning you were being kicked out for Billy Gunn.
You know what? If there's anyone that I would love to follow me, it would be Billy Gunn. Billy Gunn, I loved him with DX at the time when it was WWF, obviously. But, yeah, you know what? I completely understand. I think that's an upgrade for you for sure.
I'm hoping I don't get too starstruck. I mean, I was already starstruck with the dream. I can't imagine what Billy Gunn's going to do. 0-1 on its way. It's a slider down and away. One ball and one strike. And 1-1 is the score. And were you a baseball player coming through the time?
Yeah, I played baseball for a while. You know, everyone starts young at T-ball, but I was lucky enough to play through high school a little bit. Didn't get to play in college, but I dabbled in, you know, club baseball to keep the dream alive, you know. But, you know, I'm happy to be obviously working close to baseball here with the Keys and Ghost Hounds, and you know, you can't ask for a better job.
1-2 is fouled off, and sure, everyone has different stories, but obviously we are in the unique situation this year of having two teams, 88 games here at the stadium. Or how's your sanity as we get to August?
You know, it's good. It's, you know, it's a lot of fun having two teams here. Both teams are, you know, filled with a bunch of great guys. Having the chance to, you know, kind of meet them a little bit and, you know, talk to them. You know, it's a lot of fun, you know, and it's exciting, honestly, for the city because Frederick is a big baseball hub. And, you know, I think the fans deserve, you know, the level of baseball that we're trying to bring to them.
A fly out to right center field as Trenton Jameson lost the hat initially, but now two down for Manny Voorhees. And I agree, it is. I think it's really great to see, you know, you look in the crowd at both of these games and you see people repping both teams, which is really cool. You see Keys hats at Ghost Hounds games. I see a couple Ghost Hounds shirts in the crowd tonight. So it's great to see that the town is, of course, slowly, because obviously with a new brand it's difficult, but the town is starting to really integrate both of these teams together.
Yeah,
I think once people know the difference, they'll start to really recognize that there are, in fact, two teams. The Ghost Hounds are not formerly the Frederick Keys, as some may lead you to believe. But
yeah, no, like I said, it's an exciting time for sure. And you know, I encourage, you know, fans to, you know, check out both teams. You know, it's a great product. You know, no matter what, no matter if you're coming out to see the Frederick Keys or our new Spire City Ghost Hounds.
2-1 is the count on Manny Voorhees, who flew out to center field his first time up. 2-1 is fouled back, two balls and two strikes. I was talking to MC Jeff before the or after he got in his little scuffle with Coyote before the first pitch. Man, I gotta say, that guy has some nerve to him.
You know, Jeff, I've gotten to know Jeff over the course of the season, and I'm not surprised by his heel turn out there today. You know, he was trying to bring the heat to the stadium, but our good old Coyote had other plans.
Thomason goes to second for the fourth, and the inning is over, but the Black Bears tie it up. One run on two hits. They strand two, and we go to the bottom of the fourth. Billy Gunn will join us on the Keys Baseball Network.
Flex Packs are back for the 2023 season. Our Flex Packs allow the ultimate flexibility to book your baseball experience this season. Each Flex Pack includes 10 undated ticket vouchers to use when you want. Use 10 for one game or spread them out across an array of 88 home games this year at Nemeo Field. You can even split your plan between both the Frederick Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League Club. Get your Flex Pack today by calling us at 301-815-9900.
Golfers, Musket Ridge Golf Course in Myersville brings you VIP Value Fridays. Play Musket Ridge on Friday and get unlimited food and non-alcoholic beverages. That's right, unlimited and free. Lunch, free. Gatorade, free. Stay for dinner, free. Great for entertaining clients. Call 301-293-9930 or visit musketridge.com. Based on availability, excludes Twilight, no carryout. Musket Ridge, the area's best golf course and East Coast only zero food waste facility.
Going to the bottom of the fourth inning tonight. It's 1-1 here between the Keys and the Black Bears, and we are joined by tonight's special guest here on Wrestling Night, joined by the one and only Billy Gunn. Billy, thank you for taking the time to hop on with us here tonight.
Oh, no. Thank you. This is a lot of fun. I mean, the people here are awesome. Game's good. I mean, if you're out, want to see this is awesome. This is a lot of fun.
So how are you enjoying your time in Frederick? You get to meet all the great fans.
Yeah, I mean,
there was a line up and down the concourse for you. That had to feel.
Those are always good. Like it's bad when there's nobody. But yeah, we signed for a good bit of time, and it's been good. I just flew in here this morning, come here, do this wrestling night here, and just have some fun. Everybody here has been awesome. So
first one to Zaid Walker's ripped a short, but it's right at Lede. For out number one, so I got to ask you, how did your wrestling dream start, and when did you get into the business?
Oh my gosh, how did my wrestling? I didn't ever have a wrestling dream. It just happened to fall on my lap because I was broke and didn't have a job.
that's one way.
And somebody told me somebody would pay me to act like a complete imbecile. So I mean, you can't beat that, right?
Oh, you can. I wish I could get paid to do that. First one is swung on and missed by Andrew Papantonis. So I got to ask you, right now in your career, you are with All Elite Wrestling, and you are currently working with the acclaimed Anthony Bowens and Max Caster, and you seem to be, at least from watching on the surface, are you having some of the most fun you've had in your entire career with those guys?
Yeah, I was. I mean, it was amazing. It's like when you're 30 plus years deep and still can do this and have fun, it's special. And with them, it was really special. And we just, you know, I didn't know if I'm supposed to talk while the pitches are going.
Go ahead. Yeah, we're.
I didn't know if we were supposed to.
The viewers can watch it. Yeah, we'll multitask.
Yeah, I mean, it's a privilege to do what I do. You know what I mean? And I don't take any of it for granted, because at this stage of my career, that's all I want to do is have fun and watch my, like, real kids succeed as well.
And, yeah, to go off of that, you have two sons, Austin and Colton, that are, you know, becoming huge parts of the company. So, first of all, was it always their dream to be like their dad in the business, or do you have to sort of lead them that way?
So the deal with my kids were they had to graduate college before they could do anything. I knew Austin, my youngest, would be the one to do it, but it was never a thing until they graduated. But the minute Austin went literally from his graduation podium into the stands where I was sitting and handed it to me and went, okay, I'm good, let's go. Colton, it took a little longer. Colton's a little bit more... I would like to say put together, until he decided to do this.
Johnny Campus is now the batter, and the first pitch on its way is down and in. So how great is it for you to see, because obviously there are many wrestling families that have come through the business, how great is it to see that they are starting to make a name for themselves as Colton and Austin and not just Billy's sons?
Yeah, no, and I think that was their, you know, that was their biggest fear, is they didn't want, and they didn't want to be monikered as that, even though it's going to be a thing and we all know that, but it's good to see them, you know, come into their own and finally become who they, you know, them as people and them as men instead of, yes, just like you said, instead of my kids, they're Colton and Austin. They're doing an awesome job. They really are.
1-2-3 inning for the Black Bears. We'll step aside, be right back with more with Billy Gunn here on the Keys Radio Network.
Make a game at Nimio Field the site of your next group outing. The Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League Club have a variety of great options to choose from. Take in a game from the Flying Dog Hop deck in left field or the courtyard area on the first baseline. Having a big party and want a great view of the game, the Mattress Warehouse Club provides a home plate terrace level view, and you can't go wrong with the triple suites located on both the first base and third base lines. Single suites are also available. Book your group outing today by calling 301-815-9900.
Catch Frederick Keys baseball all season long, no matter if you're at home or on the go. All Frederick Keys home broadcasts can be heard on frederickkeys.com. Online broadcasts are free of charge, beginning with the IBEW pregame show 15 minutes before first pitch. Then after the game, stick around for the Musket Ridge postgame show to keep up on all things Frederick Keys and the MLB draft. Don't miss a moment of Keys baseball in 2023. Frederick Keys baseball, shake your keys.
This is Eli Villanueva, and you're listening to the Frederick Baseball Network.
One in the top of the fifth inning here between the Keys and the Black Bears, which is brought to you by MC Fence and Deck, and we're still joined by Hall of Famer Billy Gunn. And as you mentioned, Billy, you are really into your career now. So when the time finally comes that you do hang up the boots, is do you want to stay in the wrestling business in some capacity? If is that something you've thought about?
I mean, I always will. I mean, there's no way I can get, you know, whether it's coaching or doing signings or something like that. I just, you know, I've invested way too much, and I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I wasn't doing so. So, yeah, I mean, it'll just be backstage. You know, on-screen stuff is done for me. I just, you know, the body just, you know, when I wake up and I have to stand there for about 10 minutes just to make sure that I can walk. But, you know, it's been good to me. I've had a good run, and it's all good. I mean, it's all fun.
The 2-0 on its way to Torres is in for a strike. So I wanted to ask you a couple superlative questions about your time in the wrestling business. So this is actually brought up to me by a buddy. He wants to know, which wrestlers have you encountered in your career that are most like their on-screen characters and those who are the complete opposite of their on-screen characters?
Oh, my gosh. Probably Bob Holly is nasty in person and nasty on screen. he's only because me and him are really good friends.
Okay.
So, that's actually a really good question. I don't even know how to answer it. I mean, Undertaker's Undertaker. He's that all 24/7. But that's, you know, there's a, like, the, it's, like, that's a hard question because it's so hard to, like, you know, their character and gimmicks on TV and off screen. Or, I mean, there's a little bit of both anyway. So, you know, it's kind of hard to answer that.
I thought your answer was going to be your world champion right now, who seems to live in character.
Yeah. He's too much sometimes.
He is good at what he does.
Yes, he is that. That's a fact.
The 2-2 on its way is down and away, and Next one. So you have the Famouser, which has become a great move that many have tried to emulate. But yeah. When you look at some of the wrestlers today, is there any move that you see and you kind of wish, man, I wish I thought of that first and sort of coined it for myself?
Not a one. All right. Not a All single right. one. They just do some incredible stuff now. That's just way out of my league. Maybe 20 years ago I could attempt it, but now, you know, it's just scissoring and getting through what I'm doing. I've found something that's just as popular as any kind of move out there. So when you can do that and, you know, save the body, we're good.
So I got to ask about the scissoring thing, because when you started that, did you ever envision that it would become the phenomenon that it has?
Not a chance. It's funny because I guess it was a couple weeks ago, I actually saw it on a national baseball. They actually did it when they hit something, and I was like, this is crazy. It's just, you know, that's the beauty about wrestling. You never know what's going to hit and what isn't, and I've never been the kind of person that just holds back. I just let everything go, and then the next thing you know, this is the most crazy thing. it's like pop culture now.
Strikeout of Harold Torres brings Blaine McIntosh to the plate with one away, and you wrestled in WWF during the Attitude Era, which was possibly the biggest stage in pro wrestling's history, and now you are part of, I'd say, almost a second surge in wrestling, and part of that is because of what AEW has been able to do to escalate itself into being a top-tier promotion. In a few weeks, you guys are going to have 75,000 in Wembley Stadium. When you joined just, I think it was probably 4 years ago at this point, did you ever envision that in this amount of time that company would soar to what it has?
Yeah, you know, you hope it does, because, you know, competition breeds, you know, good stuff. Like, not only for us, but as viewers and as fans, it gives you an alternative programming other than WWF for so long. It just flooded the network. So if you want to watch wrestling, that's what you're going to watch. You know, we brought around a different brand. Not so much a different brand, but a different alternative. Mm-hmm. I don't say one's better than the other. I just say you're a fan, you get to pick, and most people watch them both, and some people watch one, and some people watch the other.
If you were on social media, I'm sure you'd feel like nobody watches both, but
I have to be politically correct, because this will go viral if I don't.
This one's in the air down the right field line, running it down his hall, but he can't get there, and he tumbles into the bullpen. Now we just hope that he's all right. He's getting helped back to his feet. It was a scary moment there. One ball and one strike is the count on Lee at the top of the order. One more superlative question. We talked about moves that you thought you may or may not have been able to pull off, but when you're taking certain moves in the ring, are there any particular ones that you're like, man, I really wish I didn't have to take this tonight?
Yeah, I won't, because I won't take it. Like, anything dumped on my head, you're not going to, like, that's out of bounds for me.
Okay.
Like, getting dumped on my head is just not a thing, because it's, you know, as much a professional as that we are, there's always that slight chance, and that's not happening. That's not a thing.
Two balls and one strike is the count on Patrick Lee at the top. He's 0-2 tonight, 1-1 game between the Keys and the Black Bears. He hits it in the air to right center field. Long run for Hall back to the wall. He leaps, and he took a home run away. What a play. Ooh. And that was Trenton Jameson, actually, in right field, who made the catch to end the inning. Keeps this at a 1-1 game as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Thank you to Billy Gunn for taking the time to be with us on the air. It was a pleasure, sir. And
thank you.
Hopefully we will cross paths again one day. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, tied at 1 here on the Keys Baseball Network.
At Nimio Federal Credit Union, we like finding new ways to look at money and make it work for you. Introducing Nimio Offers, our new rewards program that earns you weekly cash back with your Nimio free checking account. With Nimio Offers, you get personalized deals selected just for you from well-known retailers. Shop the deals in-store or online using your debit card and get cash deposited back into your account on a weekly basis. No coupons or codes, just fun and easy. Nimio, a new way to look at money. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit nimio.org/offers for program restrictions.
Looking for a great place to stay on your next trip to Frederick? Choose Plumbunden Hospitality Partners. Located on the Westview Promenade, stay at the luxurious Courtyard by Marriott, Fairfield Inn, Residence Inn, or Town Place Suites. All four hotels are within walking distance from one another, so choose the brand that best fits your travel needs. Additionally, all four hotels are located off of major highways and are close to three major airports, making Plumbunden Hospitality Partners the perfect fit for travelers. For reservations, call 301-695-5051. That's 301-695-5051.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning tonight, tied at one after Trenton Jameson makes an incredible play to take a home run away in right field from Patrick Lee at the top of the order. And now it'll be Logan Thomason in the bottom of the fifth inning, 9-1-2 for the Keys in a 1-1 game. On the mound, Brady Tedesco has been phenomenal. 67 pitches. He's allowed just one run on three hits while striking out seven. As the first one is swung on and missed by Thomason, 0-1. Thomason singled in the third inning but was erased on a fielder's choice the very next batter with Sanchez beating out a double play. And then Sanchez came around to score the lone Keys run of the game. For the Black Bears, they scored in the top of the fourth on a double by Tyler Dellerman. One is in for a strike. So Tedesco, despite running into a bit of trouble in the third inning, was able to bounce back, go 1-2-3 in the fourth, including a strikeout. One, two, down and in near the feet, two balls and two strikes to Thomason, the shortstop. It was made a real impression with his glove. 2-2 on the ground, left side, right at another shortstop, Lede, long throw across, and a good pick on the back end by Cooper. Gets the out for out number one here in the fifth inning, which is brought to you by MC Fence and Deck. MC Fence and Deck is helping all of their neighbors with their outdoor projects, fences, decks, porches, patios, and more. Call for your free estimate today. That is MC Fence and Deck. First one to Sanchez, a slider misses away, one ball and no strikes. Updates from around the draft league. 5-1 Mahoning Valley in the top of the fifth against State College, and then Williamsport and Trenton postponed due to field conditions. 1-0 is popped up behind the plate, and that will get foul. .295 hitter is Sanchez after he went 1-for-2. Now time is called as we are going to get a conference with a few umpires, and now Rene Rivera with the hat off as well. I believe this might be about lightning in the area as a trainer just made their way out. David Carpenter going over to chat as well, and we will try to give you any updates when they come about, but some fans are currently making their way to the concourse area. What a night it has been here at the ballpark. Thank you to Billy Gunn for hopping on the air with us. And as someone who has been a huge wrestling fan, honored to have Billy in the booth. And looks like we will resume play, at least for the time being. Don't forget, we have a packed weekend here at the ballpark. Tomorrow, Cancer Awareness Night, jersey auction to benefit the American Cancer Society. You can go to the Live Source app and search Frederick Keys and start your bidding on the jerseys, or you can do so tomorrow live from the park. Get a chance to get a game-worn Keys jersey and benefit a phenomenal cause. Fireworks Super Show after the game as well. 1-2, down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sunday, it is Sunday Fun Day, presented by Goodwill Industries of Monocacy Valley with pregame catch in the outfield. And also your chance to meet the team before the game. Frederick Keys players will be lined up to sign autographs and chat with fans before the game as Sanchez is rung up on a ball in the outside corner. That's 8 strikeouts now for Tedesco. Then after the game will be our annual candy drop. Kids will have a chance to swarm the field after the game and get candy dropped from the skies above via helicopter. First one is fouled up the line and running it out anyway, but having to go back is Highland Hall. A pop out and a walk so far tonight. 1-1 game between the Keys and the Black Bears in this one. Tedesco to the plate, it's up and away, and no action in either bullpen updates on the pitch counts. Tedesco now at 78 pitches, Xander at 65. Tedesco finished his collegiate career last year at NAIA Campbellsville. As the 1-1 to Hall is in for a strike, 1-2. 5-1 record that year in 9 starts, a 2.25 ERA, 44 innings pitched, 30 hits. He struck out 61 while walking just 5. College had a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 3.4. That year it was 12.2. 1-2 is fouled back. That'll earn you opportunities professionally, as it did with Evansville last year. Started collegiately at Lewis and Clark State, another NAIA school. 1-2 is down and in near the feet. Campbellsville out of the Mid-South Conference, the Campbellsville Tigers. He was unquestionably the ace of that staff. Hall will call time at the plate again. And from Eaton, Colorado, the left-hander delivers another 2-2, and Hall will foul it off. So the Keys have been putting together some good at-bats against Tedesco. Thank you. as that one is a called strike three, and the inning is over. 9 strikeouts and make it another 1-2-3 inning for Tedesco on the mound. We are through 5 tonight, all tied up at 1 on the Ghost Towns Baseball Network.
Take your love for baseball to the next level with Betfred Sportsbook. When you download the app and bet $50, you can get up to $1,111 in Fred bets with their unmatched 5-week welcome offer. But wait, there's more. Betfred Rewards Program gives you access to exclusive offers, player prop protection, and more chances to score big. Don't wait. Download the Betfred app today. Must be 21 plus. Wagers only accepted in Maryland. Play responsibly. For help, please call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit mdgamblinghelp.org.
Have a birthday celebration coming up? How about a huge family get-together? Or maybe just a party where you need a lot of space. No matter the occasion, there's no better way to spend it than in one of our 2 luxurious triple suites. Enjoy a game in the Visit Frederick triple suite on the first baseline, or an additional triple suite located on the third baseline. With room for up to 42 guests, the triple suite includes tickets, 6 parking passes, 4 different menus to choose from, a top-notch wait staff, and much more. Book your big night by calling 301-815-9900.
We go to the 6th inning tonight, which is brought to you by 4th Dimension Fun Center, the new dimension in fun. As digging in to start the inning is Noah Lucier, and he swings the first pitch, hits it around short, backhanded by Thomas, and he throws across. And man, the amount of groundouts that Xander has gotten tonight, that is the 10th that he has rolled, and he is at just 66 pitches as he gets his 6th inning underway. Been a model of efficiency tonight. Tedesco has done it with the strikeouts. Xander has done it by pitching to contact, but 2 very well-pitched games so far. First one is in the air, left center field. That's over the head of Thomason, and that'll be a base hit. Cooper has a single. And Dellerman, who has the lone RBI on the night for the Black Bears, comes to the plate. And it looks like they are now going to pull them all off the field. Lightning in the area, it would seem. As we will step aside, try to get you some more clarity when we come back on the Ghost Hounds Baseball Network.
Hey kids, come out to Nemeo Field for the best experience of your summer. The Frederick Keys and the Frederick Atlantic League team offer exclusive activities tailored to meet the interests of kids every Sunday fun day, presented by Goodwill. Spend time in our fun zone riding the carousel or playing in our bounce houses. Kids even have a chance to run the bases just like the players after every home game. Come out to experience Sunday fun day with us and enjoy a catch on the field before the game. Don't miss out on a summer full of the hottest activities. Call our box office today at 301-815-9939 and see you at the ballpark all season long for Sunday Fun Day, presented by Goodwill.
Looking for a cold beer when you come out to Nemeo Field this summer? 4.5 Innings Tap House is open for the 2023 season. This in-house craft bar is located on the third base concourse and features 12 taps ranging from Nemeo Field staples like Flying Dog, Brewer's Alley, Monocacy Brewing Company, Idiom Brewing Company, and more. Book your seats today by calling 301-815-9939 or by visiting bit.ly/Frederick Baseball.
Make a game at Nemeo Field the site of your next group outing. The Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League club have a variety of great options to choose from. Take in a game from the Flying Dog hop deck in left field or the courtyard area on the first baseline. Having a big party and want a great view of the game? The Mattress Warehouse Club provides a home plate terrace level view, and you can't go wrong with the triple suites located on both the first base and third base lines. Single suites are also available. Book your group outing today by calling 301-815-9900.
Mark Higgins drives this one high in the air and deep to right field. This ball is way back, and this ball is gone.
Hey, Frederick baseball fans. Get up-to-date highlights, news, and more from the Frederick Atlantic League Club all season long by following us on social media. You'll find team updates, upcoming promotional events, and behind-the-scenes content you won't find anywhere else. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at FrederickALPB for live game updates every night. Make sure to give us a like on Facebook as well at FrederickALPB for more exclusive content throughout the season, like highlights, recaps, player interviews, and more. Don't miss a moment of the action this season. Follow us on social today.
We all love the explosive action on the field, but this summer you don't need to settle for in-game excitement. We'll be lighting up the night sky 25 times this season at Nimio Field. Join us for every Saturday home game for post-game fireworks super shows, as well as other select nights throughout the season for post-game fireworks shows. You won't want to miss these spectacles, especially July 3rd, where we launch our biggest show of the year, the Fireworks Extravaganza, in celebration of Independence Day. Tickets for firework nights go by fast, so be sure to call us at 301-815-9939 or visit bit.ly/FrederickBaseball.
Calling all youth baseball and softball players. Next time you come to a game at Nimio Field, be sure to wear your uniform. Wearing your uniform will earn you a free ticket to any Sunday through Thursday home game all season long with Kids Courtesy Admission sponsored by Weinberg Center for the Arts. Tickets must be purchased at the box office on the day of the game. Additionally, each child must be accompanied by an adult. For more information about tickets and promotions, give us a call at 301-815-9939.
They usually have seats back there. Here's the 1-1, grounded back up the middle. Diving is Scorpion Gloves, flips to Machado, and throw to first. It's two! An incredible double play! Can you believe it? Scope diving on the ground, losing his glasses in back of second, flipping to Machado, who spun around with a rocket throw, and they turn a phenomenal double play.
This is Osvaldo Abreu, and you're listening to the Frederick Baseball Network.
We are officially in a lightning delay here at Nimio Field, as the Keys and the Black Bears are tied at one. And what a shame it was, because that'll likely mean we have seen the end of two pitchers that were dueling tonight through the first 5.5-plus innings. Walker Zander for the Keys on just 67 pitches. He has 10 groundouts that he's rolled, just one run on 3 hits, 2 strikeouts. Meanwhile, Brady Tedesco, on the other hand, 1 run on 5 hits. He struck out 9. And both of those will likely have seen the end of their days, as both teams are making their way back to the clubhouses, as we'll have to wait at least 30 minutes, if not more, for this lightning delay. Take a look at some scores from around Major League Baseball early today. The Atlanta Braves beat the Cubs 8-0. Max Fried throwing 6 scoreless innings of just 3-hit baseball, and it was 1 combined hit that the bullpen allowed. Meanwhile, for the Orioles, in the return of Buck Showalter to Camden Yards, they lead the Mets 2-0 in the top of the 6th inning. Through 5 1/3 innings, Dean Kramer has not allowed a run on just 1 hit, striking out 4. They've gotten RBIs from James McCann, a 2-run single. This put them up 2-0. That came in the 4th inning. Nationals and the Reds, they are tied at 3 in the bottom of the 8th inning in D.C., Ellie De La Cruz went deep for the Reds in the game, as did Nick Senzel and Matt McClain. Meanwhile, for the Nationals, they got a solo home run from Lane Thomas and a 2-run blast by Joey Meneses to tie the game in the top of the 8th. They're actually in Cincinnati. I misspoke. But the Phillies, on the other hand, they lead it 4-2 over the Royals. They're in the bottom of the fifth inning with Nick Castellanos at the plate. So maybe our lightning delay will force Castellanos to do his thing. Aaron Nola on the mound, 2 runs on 6 hits with 8 strikeouts for the Titans so far in this one. Also, the Astros lead the Yankees 5-1. Blue Jays lead the Red Sox 4-2 in the fifth. And the Rays lead the Tigers 8-0 in the seventh. For now, we are in a lightning delay. Stay tuned to the stream and, of course, Key's social media for when we will resume. But thank you to Billy Gunn and everyone else who joined us on the broadcast here tonight. And hopefully we will talk to you soon with more Keys baseball. Right now we are in a lightning delay, top of the sixth inning, with one out, tied at one between the Keys and the Black Bears. And we'll have more soon on the Keys Baseball Network. Keys right-hander Walker Zander. We'll get you his stat line in a moment. As we resume play in the top of the sixth, Zander allowed just 3 hits over 5 1/3 innings, gave up 1 run, 2 strikeouts, 1 walk. And he also got 10 ground outs. He threw 67 pitches for 49 strikes. Meanwhile, Brady Tedesco, on the other hand, as the Black Bears will have a right-hander warming the bullpen. He went 5 innings of 1-run baseball, 3 hits, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he threw 84 pitches for 59 strikes. So Sprake enters in relief, and he's making his 7th appearance overall. He's 1-0 with a 7.71 ERA. Also has a save to his name. 9 1/3 innings pitched, 15 hits, 13 strikeouts to 5 walks. As we're now going to wait for some of the Keys staff to clear the field as they were trying to make that left field area as good as possible. They're having a couple of the Keys go out and try to test its playability as Sprake warms up. And again, we want to thank Billy Gunn, who was able to hop on with us, as well as MC Jeff, Nick Viennes, and The Dream. Thank you to the Keys staff and grounds crew who got this all together. Right now we are just waiting to resume play. Sprake has thrown his warm-up pitches, and now there's going to be a conversation, I believe, with the umpires about left field. And a few weeks back in the first half when these two teams played, we had a bit of a lengthy rain delay, not quite the hour plus that we have tonight, but it was that left field area again that was deemed unplayable. And as they sort this out, we will take a break and be back with more on the Keys Radio Network.
Build-A-Plan packages are now on sale for the 2023 season. Build-A-Plan allows you to choose the number of games you want and pick the games that fit your schedule and your wallet. This year, you can even combine your plan between the Frederick Keys and Frederick's new Atlantic League club. Choose a minimum of 5 games to get your plan started. Secure your plan today and enjoy the best seating on game days at Nimio Field. Call today to secure your plan for the 2023 season at 301-815-9900.
Calling all youth baseball and softball players. Next time you come to a game at Nimio Field, be sure to wear your uniform. Wearing your uniform will earn you a free ticket to any Sunday through Thursday home game all season long with kids courtesy admission sponsored by Weinberg Center for the Arts. Tickets must be purchased at the box office on the day of the game. Additionally, each child must be accompanied by an adult. For more information about tickets and promotions, give us a call at 301-815-9939.
This is Gavin Johns, and you're listening to the Frederick Baseball Network.